The first Bible reading is from Psalm 78, verses 1 to 7, titled God and His People. Listen, my people, to my teaching, and pay attention to what I say. I am going to use wise sayings and explain mysteries from the past, things we have heard and known, things that our ancestors told us. We will not keep them from our children. We will tell the next generation about the Lord's power and his great deeds and the wonderful things he has done. He gave laws to the people of Israel and commandments to the descendants of Jacob. He instructed our ancestors to teach his laws to their children so that the next generation might learn them and in turn should tell their children. In this way, they also would put their trust in God and not forget what he has done, but always obey his commandments.
Our second reading is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, and I'm reading verses 25 to 34. This is why I tell you not to be worried about the food and drink you need in order to stay alive, or about clothes for your body. After all, isn't life worth more than food? And isn't the body worth more than clothes? Look at the birds. They do not sow seeds, gather a harvest, and put it in barns. Yet your Father in heaven takes care of them. Aren't you worth much more than birds? Can any of you live a bit longer by worrying about it? And why worry about clothes? Look how the wild flowers grow. They do not work or make clothes themselves. But I tell you, not even King Solomon, with all his wealth, had clothes as beautiful as one of these flowers. It is God who clothes the wild grass that is here today and gone tomorrow, burnt up in the oven. Won't he be all the more sure to clothe you? How little faith you have. So do not start worrying, where will my food come from, or my drink, or my clothes? These are the things the pagans are always concerned about. Your Father in heaven knows that you need all these things. Instead, be concerned about everything else with the kingdom of God and with what he requires of you, and he will provide you with all these other things. So do not worry about tomorrow. It will have enough worries of its own. There's no need to add to the troubles each day brings. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. I would like you all to have a look, just look up to the columns or the pillars, whatever you call these things, and the flowers that are around the pillars. You have to look behind you. Oh, yeah, those ones, yeah. Those flowers were made by the builders 140 years ago. And they sampled them on flowers that were brought in by the children of the church. When I first came in, as a minister in this church, our church secretary, Stephen, gave me the historical tour. And he is a real historicus, and I am not. So in my mind, these kind of stories really capture my imagination. When he told me that the builders were sending out the kids of the church and said to them, go and gather for us the flowers of the field. We need examples, and from them we will make the flowers on the columns of the church. And that is what we have now. I find it a fascinating story, and it really sets my mind going. And I think, I wonder why they did that. Were the kids just hanging around? And did they think, well, they need to get out of our hair. Let's send them off to the fields to get some flowers. was there perhaps something else going on? The builders also gave this church that beautiful mural of Jesus and his Last Supper with his friends. Perhaps there was something that they wanted this church to know. Perhaps there was a little reminder that they wanted to put in this building that we do not need to worry. That we need to look at the flowers, at the birds, and be reminded of the words of Jesus. Do not worry. Is that not a little bit inappropriate, those words? Especially in the world that we live in today. Is it not inappropriate in the light of what has happened in recent days in Paris? Should we not worry? Should we just sit back and not worry about a thing? But what Jesus says is, have a look at the birds. Have a look at the flowers. See what they do. And this morning when I was out walking with my dog, I saw the birds just playing in the wind. In these windy days, I have seen them soaring and diving and flying up and falling down. And they have just so much fun. They don't worry about a thing. And when they get hungry, they just go and find some food. And they find it. And Jesus points to the flowers in the fields and he says, look at those. You can have these as an example, or the ones on the pillars. These are unfortunately not real. They're beautiful, but not quite as nice as the real thing. He says, look at the flowers. They are just standing there in the field, but look how beautiful God has created them. If God looks after the birds and he creates flowers that beautiful, would he not look after us as well? And so in effect, Jesus is saying, don't worry, because you're worth it. Jesus is saying, you are worth so much more than birds and flowers. God created each of those in their seemingly simple lives and looks after them. He will also look after us. How do we know that? Well, we know it first of all because we are worth so much in God's eyes that he even gave up his own son. He gave up Jesus, who became a man, who came to earth to live our human life. He became a man like us to save us, to take away from our life what is wrong, to take away the fear, our addictions, our destructive behavior. He took it all with him to the cross and dealt with it there. That's an amazing thing. But he did it as the Son of God. He rose from the dead. And that gave him the power that is beyond any other power in the world. He did it so that we can stop worrying, so that we will know that he is far more powerful than anything we can worry about, so that we can start living what we were created for. Because we were created to worship and praise God as our Creator, as our Savior. And that is what seeking the kingdom of God is about. Seeking the kingdom of God is about living for the one through whom and for whom and in whom we exist. And as we seek the kingdom of God, we start to live lives that are holy, that are different, that are in line with God's Spirit. Those are lives that are about God. Those are lives that give an example of what it is to be loved by God, of what it means, God's love and forgiveness. To live out for people and tell them that there is freedom and much joy for those who belong to God. It is also a way of radical love, the kind that Jesus showed us. It's not a way of power and might, but of laying down our life for enemies. It is the way of foolishness in the eyes of the world. And yet, Paul in his letter to the Corinthians says, God's foolishness in saving us is far more powerful than all the wisdom of the world. Children often understand it. They get it. We saw it earlier in the story. They believe, they trust. They have their questions, but not about how is this possible and I am not so sure. They often trust and believe in blind faith, as we call it. It may be blind in the eyes of the world, but theirs are the eyes of the Spirit of God. They often set an example for us. It is for us to see it, to learn from them. Be like the children. Jesus says that it is only them, when we become like them, that we can enter the kingdom of heaven. Let us be like them and not worry. Let us trust like them, childlike, in Christ and in God. And instead of using our energy and our life to worry about all sorts of things that we cannot really change, let us instead use our energy and our life to seek the kingdom of God, the ways of God and of Jesus Christ. And we may find that all the other things that we previously worried about will also fall in place, that there is a way forward with those, that we find a way of dealing with the problems that seemed impossible before. We can be sure of one thing. When we seek the kingdom of God, all the other things will be given to us as well, in a way that fits into God's plan of love for the world and for our life. For he has said that we are worth it, and he has shown that we are worth it through his Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.